This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A pipe bomb squad is examining a mail distribution center near Miami, where authorities believe several packages containing pipe bombs sent to prominent Democrats were processed. We get more on this case from AP's Ed Donahue.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says this is definitely terrorism,
because it's an effort to use violence to make a political impact.
Inspector Phil Bartlett says some of the packages were sent through the Postal Service.
We have over 600,000 postal employees out there right now, so we have their eyes and ears looking for these packages.
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill was asked if these devices can detonate or if they're just meant to scare people.
We have to treat them as live devices. This is a protocol that our bomb squad people use, and it keeps everybody safe.
Two packages were sent to former Vice President Joe Biden, who says America has to turn off this hate machine. I'm Ed Donahue.
Saudi Arabia has changed its explanation for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate. As Reuters reporter Emily Wither reports, Riyadh is now saying that the murder was premeditated.
CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard an audio recording of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Haspel arrived in Turkey Monday as part of a fact-finding mission into the dissident's murder. At first, Saudi Arabia denied anything happened and then changed their explanation multiple times. State TV now reporting that the country's public prosecutor says the murder was premeditated. Saudi's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has denied any prior knowledge of the murder, a position doubted by many US and Western officials. The question is whether this audio recording provides evidence that links the killing to the top.
That is Reuters reporter Emily Withers. This is